Hi there, Lamar. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of our service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here because it is a young company. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far? Of course, yeah.
So far, I'm actually on the job right now. So.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. I'll be respectful of your time. Now, you do have the Google Business Profile website, and of course, you have a verified listing, or at least you're in the process of getting a verified listing on Google. Now, that's great. If somebody knows already the name of your business and they look for you by name, they'll be able to see that listing and see your website attached to it. Now, what our job would be to do would be to create the off-page optimization, the directory submissions that Google looks for when someone does a keyword search. Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Google indexed almost 70 different directories known to the public and unknown. They're all equally important to Google. They would all be talking about your services, your service area, linking back to that website, and the verified listings on Google and Bing. That's going to move your listing and your website to the first page. That's pretty much where most people make their buying decisions. They start and stop their search off of the first page. So that's going to get your phone ringing.
Not to cut you off, but I'll be on Google and Bing.
Yeah, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu. You'll have almost 70 different destinations and directories. That's what the search engines Google and Bing look for. So not only will you be on Google and Bing, you'll be a top recommended option on the first page when someone does a keyword search related to the audiovisual services that you provide. So when you get those phone calls directly to you, you're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. We offer the services on a month-to-month basis. Being that you are a young company, you qualify for reduced pricing. We do try to make it affordable for young companies, although it is a month-to-month service. We know our clients will keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. And the reduced rate, while it is kind of a promotional rate, it's not an introductory rate. So it's never going to balloon up on you. As long as you choose to continue to use the service, it is a fixed flat rate of exactly $199.00. It would bill once a month for that amount. So, of course, no taxes, fees, surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying for leads. It's not a lead-based service. You know, there's no third party involved. You'll just get calls directly to you. Of course, you'll be one of the top options. You use Google yourselves. You know you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does a search for the services. And ultimately, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call you. But the ones that do will be calling you directly and calling you specifically. And by the time they decide to call you, they pretty much are hoping you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate for the phone calls that you get. And I did notice that Tara attached an Angie Leads profile here. Is that a service you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I'm using that currently. Yeah, so I am.
Have you had it long enough to get leads and follow up with them? Do you know if that service is working for you?
It's really not working for me. I got a couple leads, but it hasn't really amounted to anything.
And to work, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a shared lead system, so every lead that you get gets sent to your competitors as well. So it's hard sometimes to get a high enough conversion rate. You know, you don't necessarily have to stop using that service, although a lot of my clients that did have a lead-based service or maybe kept their service, you know, if it's the one you've got or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, you know, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners prefer to get direct phone calls. I don't think anyone really wants to chase down a lead and be in a bidding war with their competitors. So you'll probably be able to do what a lot of my clients do, which is to keep those leads paused more often. Some of my clients cap their leads at a lower amount. A lot of them will simply just shut the lead service off altogether. Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It's simply where we go when we don't know who to call. We We don't call our dad to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages anymore. We just jump on our smartphone or we hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords, find someone to call. Now, as a young company, that's pretty powerful. People won't need to know the name of your business to find you as an option and call you directly. You know, the companies on that first page, yeah, they're not there because they've been doing it the longest, have the biggest company, or do the best job in town. They're just on that first page because they've got more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So our job is to kind of reassure Google time and again that you're definitely in that area providing those services. So all of those different directory submissions talking about your services and service area verified is like basically the same instant someone does that search. That's how Google determines what they'll display on that search result. So since it is a month-to-month service and that fixed flat rate of $199 a month, that'll never go up on you. I mean, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface there, Lamar, is that something you would want for your business at this point? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do. And I know you've got a partner. I mean, you're the co-owner. Is it just the two of you guys or do you have any extra help?
Yeah, we do have extra help. But
you do, so you can certainly handle more business. That's great.
Yeah.
And you obviously see the value of being found on Google, you know, submitting yourself for that verified listing there. So you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, did you have any additional questions for me at this point?
Yeah, I had a couple questions for you.
Sure, of course.
When I pay today, right? When would it be at the top of the page, like how long would it take?
So we do get started right away. You've already started the process with the verification. And then we don't wait for that to be officially verified and for your page to be active. We'll start creating the content right away. It takes about 3 or 4 business days for us to build out that content, all of those different destinations and directories. And of course that gets indexed by Google to start improving your placement. Now it is, like I said, a month to month service. So we definitely have to get your phone ringing even in that first month and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Yeah. Okay. So that's basically it. So would it get emailed to me where most of the calls are coming from and stuff like that?
You'll actually get that tracking system. You'll have 24/7 access. You'll have a username and a password to access that information. And it does update in very near real time, so several times throughout the day that does update. A lot of our clients are on it at least once a day, some even more than once a day. Some, maybe they don't use it as much as they could. A lot of our clients, we know, they just ask someone who calls them, where'd you find me? You'll have a username and a password, so you'll always have access to that. You'll get the calls coming directly to you. Everything has that click-to-call feature, and they'll be calling you directly. But you'll also be able to track everything, you know, impression shares and how many times you're getting those calls from, where those calls are coming from. I mean, Tara says you're willing to travel maybe about 40 miles, so you'll be able to see where your calls are coming from. What people are typing in when they're doing that work. Now, it's residential and commercial work, right?
Yes.
And did you have any preference of one over the other, or do you kind of like the mix as it comes?
I like the mix as it comes, but I prefer to do businesses.
Oh, okay. Commercial work?
Yeah, but I'll do any one.
Yeah, I mean, work is work, of course, as long as it pays well for your time. And the best part about getting calls versus paying for leads, I mean, when you're paying for leads and some of them, most of them, a lot of them are not turning into any work at all, you kind of feel compelled to take anything that does resemble work and get your money back. But when calls are coming to you and you're not paying per call, click, lead, or job or a percentage of your profits or anything like that, you know, when it's that fixed flat rate, you can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Maybe it is that commercial job or the job you can get done quickly and move on to the next one. You know, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's just that same flat rate. Now, I do see the business branded as Walker & Company Cabling, with the and being the symbol for the word, the ampersand, not the word A&D spelled out. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
And then, Lamar, is the phone number that we are speaking on, is it not only a good number for us to reach you, is it the business number? Is it the number you want your customers to call?
Yes, it is. It's the number that I want customers to call.
Perfect. And then you're service-based, right? So you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no showroom or physical location, no address that we would promote for the business itself, right?
No address for the business.
Yeah, and you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, you know, out of the truck. Even if you had a small office where you did your paperwork, if you don't see customers come to you, Google will just list you city and state, no physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, the Angie's profile has 518 Fiat Street, of course, 18015. Is that your residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Yeah, so like I said, Google doesn't want to list your home address. Is that where you got PIN verified, though? I mean, obviously, Google had to send a PIN card somewhere. Okay, gotcha. So in case we have to verify that. Now, your last name is Walker, like the company. First name, L-A-M-A-R. And Mr. Walker, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, Lamar, 61 at gmail.com.
So last name, first name, Walker Lamar, 61 at gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
So, that's okay. So kind of a personal email. It's really just for us to contact you regarding your account and for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Most of the time, we'll just give you a quick phone call or maybe send you a text message, and, of course, your customers will call you directly. When we contact you regarding the account, though, did you have a preference of phone, text, or email, any of those, all of those?
All of them is cool.
All of them? That's good, because there's going to be a bit of redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. Now, if you don't have any questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's for the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure that we've got all the information that we need to accurately promote for your business, you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about your business if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo for your business, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Now, the other thing that I'll do, and it's required of us as we're Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, the exact amount of $199, that it is a month-to-month service that you can stop at any time. Of course, the voice verification is recorded, Mr. Walker, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there and schedule out that follow-up call. Is that fair?
Yep, that's fair.
Okay. Well, Mark, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Walker, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance. To to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Walker and Cabling Company.
Walker and Company.
Cabling.
Yeah. That's okay. And, yeah, and the and is the ampersand, not the A-N-D spelled out. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Walker, yeah, please state your name, and your official title within the business.
Lamar Walker, and I'm a company owner.
Okay. And then as the owner of Walker and Company Cabling, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then, Lamar, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that the people in your area are able to find you and call you directly, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Walker, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads, and there's no direct conflict there if you keep it or stop using it. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional destinations and directories that we'll create for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Walker, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Lamar, that's fair enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here for it being a young company, with it being a month-to-month service and that fixed flat rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving today, will be charged today in the total amount, that discounted rate of $199.00. That $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, okay, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199. And again, Lamar, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, that does, of course, mean at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether, or you can pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally, you can simply do so by contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Lamar, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Walker, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Lamar, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? A Visa. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
Yes.
Your name, Lamar Walker, first and last, no middle initial?
Nope.
Okay. Now, that Visa card should start with a 4. They all do. If you want to read it to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
Okay. 4403.
Mm-hmm.
9324.
Okay.
8279.
Yes, sir.
5787.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
The expiration month is 11/25.
11 of 2025. And then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
326.
326. So 326, 326 on the back, November or 11 of 2025, the expiration. The card itself was at 4403, 9324, 4827, 4403, 9324, 8279, 5787.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they don't let me put any spaces or dashes, and it all blends together a little bit sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then does that bill at the home address? The 518 Fiat Street? Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system that does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, or if you want to type it into your phone, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, you can give me information now.
Okay. So that's a toll-free number, 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. Lamar, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, if you email the support team, you can do so 24/7, and they'll follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Now, the first available would be at noon, and it looks like the last available would be 6 o'clock, and I don't see except for maybe 3 o'clock, one exception. There looks to be at least one available spot every hour in between. Did you want something as early as noon or as late as 6 or somewhere in the middle there? It's about a half-hour phone call. 6 o'clock? So the last one?
Yeah.
All right, it's going to be scheduled from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes half of that time. So sometime in that first half hour, sometime between 6 and 6:30, we'll give you that phone call, get you off the phone a half an hour after that. Now, if I am available when our client interview technician is ready to make that phone call, and I'm not sure whose calendar it's going to end up on, basically it's whoever's available, but I get a couple of minutes notice, and if I'm not on the phone, I'll be there to initiate that phone call, introduce you to your client interview technician. If I am on the phone, they'll initiate that phone call on their own and take care of you quite easily and do a good job of it. Now, at 5 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email. Our automated system will send you an email 1 hour prior to that scheduled call. And in just a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. There's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local / CIENG. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, just in case I'm not available when your client interview technician is ready for that call, and for moving forward as well for the future. I want to set a security question and answer. This is for your protection, meaning anyone who calls in saying they're associated with your company would need to know either the question and answer or at least the answer if we give them the question. And anyone calling you saying that they're with Google or saying that they're with Local Splash, they would need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they should know unprompted both the security question and answer here. As far as the options, you've got your first pet's name or the city you were born in. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The first pet.
First pet's name? And then what is the answer?
Diablo. D-I-A-B-L-O.
D-I-A-B-L-O. Diablo. And I have to put it in twice here. All right, so first pet's name, Diablo. Like I said, that is in our system now, and anyone calling from Local Splash will need to know that information. If not, they're just telling stories. And if anybody asks you for additional money, just say, I think I'm taken care of, because like I said, the voice verification is clear. It is in writing, of course, and it is the flat rate of exactly $199, no hidden taxes, fees, or surcharges, or anything like that. Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
So will I receive a text message?
Yeah, you should have received a text message or the email, the initial invoice email. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your initial invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Did you receive that?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So if you open that up, the blue click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
Is that what you see?
Yeah, keyword.
Okay.
Yeah, keyword research category.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So we're going to optimize your listing on Google. We'll also optimize on Bing. Like I said, it's only about 1 out of 10 that are using Bing instead of Google, but that's still a lot of people. We want you to get those phone calls too. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know you're still working, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Please do click on that box. In the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, either type in or copy and paste Lamar Walker as it appears there. So case sensitive, L and W capitalized with only the space between first and last, not before or after. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. When you're done with your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it.
There's a space in between Lamar and Walker, right?
Yeah, just Lamar Walker. Capital L, capital W with a space between Lamar and Walker. And once you've got your name there in the box, clicking the confirm signature box does a few things. It does, first of all, let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that it is the fixed flat rate that won't go up. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Now, it will prompt you to put in your username and a password. When you see that, let me know.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from my.localsplash.com. That's the dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and reporting system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is activated and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is true. We have to do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. But in the next couple of days, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change the password if you like. We also know that some people never do. But I can give you the username now because that cannot be changed. It is easy, though, to remember. It's the number we're speaking on. Area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username is 484-745-8819. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please include that username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. When we do the client interview in that 6 o'clock, Yeah, there's no password set just yet. Like I said, you're getting that reminder because the automated system thinks your tracking system is already activated. We'll do the client interview first, and then once there's something for you to start tracking, we'll send by text and email your username and that password. You can change the password once you're able to log in. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. Like I said, if I'm able, I will be on that phone call in that 6 o'clock hour to initiate that call and introduce you to your client interview technician. Now, by Tara's notes, you did send out for that PIN card. Have you received it? Because I do know that your listing's not verified yet.
No, I haven't received it yet.
You have not received it yet, but got it. Yeah. I mean, it takes usually 5 to 10 business days for you to receive that, but I'm glad that that process has already been started. Now, are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found? Monday through Saturday. And what are the hours?
From 7 to 7.
From 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Okay. And then as far as forms of payment that you accept, is it cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo or PayPal, any cash apps?
Yeah, it's cash app.
Okay.
Cash, check. We just don't accept credit card yet.
You don't take credit card yet. So cash, check, and cash apps at this point. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Alrighty. Other than that, like I said, you're all set and squared away. If I am available between 6 and 6:30 when they are ready for that call, I'll be on it to you know, kind of make that smooth transition. If not, you know, it's going to be one of our technicians giving you that phone call directly. Real pleasure, though, speaking with you. I'm looking forward to getting this going for you, looking forward to getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you and your time. Lamar, you take care. Hopefully we'll talk again a little bit later on.
All right, you too.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.